Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between Swedenstan's women's soccer team and America's one. The Swedish women look like actual women. This says screw Team USA. But by the looks of it, most of us would rather be screwing Sweden's team instead. Literally. The US team also looks like the Muppets from Lazy Town for some reason. I think the question we all need to ask is, why can women in other countries be athletic without gender bending? Maybe there's something in the water. Up next, according to Paula Wright, grape culture is a process of intimidation used by feminists to keep women in a state of fear and control. Of course it is. They need women in the government to support feminism and see men as a perpetual problem. Because if the problem is solved, a lot of women working in feminist fields will be unemployed. That's the reason that the gender pay gap myth won't die. Because if it was solved, feminists would have to come out with another reason to exist and beg for money. Number three, here's the current state of the US military. First, they tell white males that they are everything that's wrong with soy-society. And then once Russia and China are acting up, they cry because they need the same men they blamed and shamed earlier and are now shocked when those men refuse to join the military. So why do you guys think they want to bring that draft? White men are so back in the army's recruiting commercials as well. I say let women and minorities lead us into battle. It's finally time they paid their fair share. Moving on is Naughty Fairy, and she says that 3 out of 4 women smooch with their pooch, having an interspecies relationship with Rover, and that people are too judgmental about this sort of action. Our soy society is coming to an end because there are too many single women with male dogs instead of children. Looks like the dog pill strikes again, and women are increasingly trying to normalize mutt-munching behavior. In the Old Testament, the mutt and the cooch would have been put to their end. Where have all the good mutts gone? Number 5, a lesbian mother loses her kid to a sperm donor in a case like this for the very first time. She must have been beyond awful for the donor to sue her for the kid. Probably beyond neglectful. Then again, she was probably suing him for child support, and he ratted out her bad mothering skills to the government. The moral of the story is, don't become a sperm donor. It'll just lead to trouble. Up next, this woman says that she's not having sex until marriage, and if her future husband can't respect that, then he doesn't deserve her. Fine as long as she didn't have sex before this point. Otherwise, it's just a control mechanism to keep him thirsty and for her to trap him after they get hitched. Women typically use sex as a bargaining chip for men that they don't respect and want to use. My suspicions are confirmed, as she already has a very high body count. Number 7, this guy's wife brought another man home while he was away on a work trip. He has a video of the guy coming in and then leaving. His wife, in typical female fashion, can't take accountability, saying that they did nothing but stay up all night and watch a movie, because the video log shows the guy leaving in the morning. She even cried trying to make it seem like he did something wrong by checking the camera footage. Crying while cheating is a typical female manipulation technique. Moving on is the difference between how men and women handle loneliness. A woman will complain about being single for a couple of weeks, and other women will support her, telling her not to give up hope. Meanwhile, guys go without human touch for decades and don't even bat an eyelash. I've gone almost 9 years by choice and no relapses. Of course, women would have a meltdown if they couldn't be in a relationship for a couple of years. Number 9, Mira says she just ended a 5-year relationship. Someone asks her if she's okay and she says she's fine, because it wasn't her relationship. Looks like she was trying to steal a chat from some other lady. Either that or she was the side chick and his main girl found out and left them. Sure, it's pretty dark humor, but it still made me laugh. Up next, this woman got married to her boyfriend of 6 months at the age of 18, so he could help pay for her college. She says it was the worst decision ever. Translation, I got married for personal gain and not love, and here's how I'm the victim. The article says that he was controlling and that's why she left him. She was trying to victimize him and she doesn't like that things backfired in her face and she was the victim. Number 11, do any of you guys find this attractive? I certainly don't. Also, what's up with those ears? They look like they were melting off her head. I also don't think that having that much ink is actually good for your body. Is this today's version of blackface or something? I wonder what she's going to look like when she turns 80 years old. On second thought, I think she looks kind of sexy. In a West Virginia coal miner sort of way. Moving on, a judge orders a Detroit man to pay $30,000 in child support, even though he's not the father. But why, you ask? Because the mother said she had to write down a father's name on the birth certificate in order to get welfare benefits. It's not enough to just avoid marriage anymore. You need to avoid women entirely to avoid something like this happening to you. When there's no justice for men, men will let the system crumble. Number 13, the global IQ is now falling and will continue to fall. The wealthy nations have been robbing smart people in the form of taxes for decades to give handouts to idiots, and then the smart people can't afford to reproduce anymore. The irony is the people with an IQ of 100 to 120 are the most brainwashable. But it's worse than that. This is an old study, and the average adult today is technically retarded with below 80 IQ. Up next, now that the Olympics are over, sexy Olympians are turning to lonely fools to make quick cash. Probably because the Olympics are a scam and it doesn't pay the Olympians anywhere near enough money. The phone is also ringing. Let me pick it up. Oh, that's Babylon on the line and it says it wants its culture back. You know they have to do this now because no one is going to get a shoe deal for doing shot puts. We're quickly moving into a dystopia where everyone is asexual in real life but sell prawn at home. Number 15, we have a male feminist that wears his girlfriend's pad on his face every month to demonstrate that he's a feminist. But I don't think that's a female, but instead it's a male pretending to bleed. The worst part in all of this is that this guy's actually proud of this atrocity. Here's a picture of my actual response when I first saw this. Moving on, Tia says, we're living in a time when men are questioning the benefits of having a wife. But the truth is that there are no benefits. Only liabilities and responsibilities. Tia is just trying to gaslight us. It's getting pretty desperate out there if women are complaining that men won't actually want to marry them. There's one benefit that everyone overlooks. The man makes the wife happy when she uses him as an emotional tampon for years and years. No one wants to marry run-through women anymore. Number 17, this woman has HIV and she had it tattooed above her crotch, and I guess to warn men that are interested in her. It's plausible deniability in case they try and sue her later for giving AIDS to them. Most simps out there would still do it with her and rationalize it by saying that the life-saving medication is available now. Or they would just use PrEP, which prevents them from getting AIDS from her. Then again, maybe she got this hoping that it would stop some rapists out there. Up next, this woman says she hates it when men have dogs, and that men should only own one if they live with a live-in female partner. This is getting crazy. Now they want to control men's ability to have pets. She's probably just jealous of the attention a man is giving his dog instead of to a woman. Plus, she probably wants Fido for herself, flicking his tongue through her peanut butter-coated folds. But it should be the opposite. Women shouldn't have male dogs in the house if they're living alone because the dog pill is real. Number 19, atheist girl says that America was never great, unless you were cis, white, rich, and straight. I think she also forgot male. What she's describing, though, are all the things that made America great. The solution is simple for her. She should simply move to North Korea or Venezuela. Life would be a lot better for her there. As for me, I just need to get a little bit richer because I'm already near perfection. Moving on, the dating market is never going to be better for you as a man than when you're a teenager. If you're hoping it's going to get better in college or when you get a job, then you're wrong. It only gets better if you decide to put the work into it to make yourself more physically attractive. The only good thing about having a job, though, is that when you have money, at least you can buy access, so you can pay to crack open a cooch with your money. Moving on, this woman slept with a 70-year-old man a couple of years ago, because he paid her 500 clams to get into hers. Now she says she's suffering because of the decision and she's a victim. Apparently she has to be medicated too, because of the trauma of sleeping with a geezer. I guess she wants us to feel bad for her now. Maybe she should have charged that guy some more money in order to pay for her trauma therapy. Up next is a New York Times article arguing that black Americans need black majority states. That blacks in the North need to move to the South and take over and influence politics. Instead of getting just black minority states, they will get failed states instead. The white folks in the North would actually love this. Their states would become like a safe, low-crime New England sort of place. Meanwhile, Louisiana would probably become like Jamaica. Maybe walling off and put the results of this experiment on pay-per-view, and the national debt would be erased in 3 years from all the profits. Number 23, a woman posts saying that people don't think before they post retarded tweets like this one. It's an illustration of hypergamy and all the women chasing the same 30% of guys out there. The top guys. Meanwhile, what women really think they're doing is what's on the left. What they don't realize is that 70% of men are invisible to them. It's men that want a looks match with women on their level. It's women that don't actually like that. Moving on, this queen says that 99% of guys come into relationships for the sex. The forgotten man says that 99% of girls have nothing to give in a relationship besides sex. That's all most of them offer, but it usually comes with a lot of drama. Many women will say they are nice company too. But seriously, a dog is better company than they are, and it's also infinitely more loyal. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Britney Spears? If America was Britney Spears, then the USA you grew up on would be on the left. And today's USA would be on the right. The Britney on the right is so much more fun to watch, though. But seriously, though, the current day Britney just looks like she wants to play a nice game of Fruit Ninja. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.